From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping have agreed that neither country's government will conduct or knowingly support cyber theft, an issue that has been a source of tensions. U.S. has blamed China for a series of high-profile cyber attacks on U.S. government and business entities in recent years, China strongly denying those allegations. Pope Francis travels to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania later today, the third stop in a U.S. trip that included talks with President Obama, an address to Congress, and a speech before the world leaders at the United Nations General Assembly in New York. Get more now from VOA's Jeff Custer.
In his address to the General Assembly, the Pope reminded the delegates that one of the roles of the United Nations is to protect the rights of what he called victims of power badly exercised. He argued the environment is among those victims, saying it has rights just as humans do, because humans are inextricably linked to their environment. The Pope concluded by calling on all UN member nations to put aside ideological and partisan differences and continue their work towards world peace. After his address to the heads of state, prime ministers, and ambassadors, the Pope joined a multi-faith service at the National September 11th Memorial, where the World Trade Center once stood. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Burkina Faso's leaders have disbanded the presidential guard, which staged a failed coup last week. They were unhappy a transitional government had barred supporters loyal to former President Blaise Compaoré from contesting in the national election. Compaoré was ousted in a popular uprising in October as he attempted to extend his 27-year rule. Burkina Faso planning to hold elections at that time. No word now on when those elections will occur. This is VOA News. Slovenia's prime minister told the United Nations Development Summit the migration crisis remains an urgent action, and it requires urgent action that addresses the root causes of the dilemma. Meantime, Croatia has lifted restrictions on the main border crossings with Serbia, ending a week of friction prompted by the flow of thousands of migrants across their common frontier. Speaking in Belgrade, a visiting European Union Commissioner, Johannes Hahn, spoke about the migrant crisis.
It's a global problem, and we can only give a European answer. It's not something where we can leave only one country with itself to resolve the problem.
About 60,000 people escaping war and poverty in the Middle East and Africa have entered Croatia in recent days from its eastern neighbor, Serbia. Meantime, a senior United Nations official warns thousands of Iraqis are likely to flee to Europe in search of asylum as conditions in their country worsen and they lose hope of any changes for the better. Lisa Schlein reporting now from Geneva.
Dominic Birch, the UN Deputy Humanitarian Coordinator in Iraq, says the situation in Iraq is deteriorating. By the end of the year, he says 10 million Iraqis, more than one quarter of the population, will need some form of humanitarian aid to survive. He says this figure includes 3.2 million internally displaced people and people living in areas controlled by the so-called Islamic State group known as ISIL or ISIS. He says the crisis has accelerated since the group seized large portions of Iraq last year. The UN official also notes many Iraqi children have been out of school for more than a year. He says the inability of parents to provide them with an education is contributing to the decision by many to leave. He says thousands of desperate people who see no hope for their future are likely to join the ongoing exodus. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Working out ways to implement the Iran nuclear deal and possible discussions of the Syrian conflict will be on the agenda today. When U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry meets with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, the talks on the nuclear deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, will come less than a month before the October 18th day, known as Adoption Day. 18th will mark the start of Iran's efforts to comply with provisions in that plan of action. Swiss prosecutors have opened a criminal investigation of FIFA President Sepp Blatter involving his possible criminal mismanagement and misappropriation of the Football Federation's funds. Separately, a U.S. indictment earlier this year charged 9 FIFA officials and 5 corporate executives with offenses that include racketeering.
That's the latest world news from VOA.